所以天象呢还有很多其他的星星也跟我们在计时啊这些方式都有关系。
Alright, so that's the beginning. And it's interesting that in the first page, the first chapter, the second chapter, God created men and women.
然后第一章和第二章呢神就造了人男人和女人
He created Adam and Eve
亚当和夏娃
And he did that because he wanted a family
他做这个呢是因为他想要一个家
And so you read the whole Bible And it's all about God who created a family
所以整本造了一家人
The next thing is that when you get to chapter 3, we learn that men and women are sinners.
到了第三章呢，你就开始看见男人和女人，人类犯罪了。
How bad is sin?
罪有多糟糕呢？
The Bible says sin is very bad, and it proves it. It says, God said to Adam and Eve, don't eat the fruit of that tree. You may eat from every other tree, you may not eat the fruit of that tree.
罪的结果非常糟糕，因为神跟亚当夏娃说呢，就你可以吃其他树上所有的果子都能吃，唯独那棵善恶树的果子呢，你不能吃。
When they did eat of that tree in Genesis chapter 3, they sinned and the problem of sin came into the world.
但他们却在创世纪三章时候他们吃了然后之后呢罪就进到了世界里罪的后果也进来。
So many of us say, I would like to have lived In the first two chapters of Genesis, I would like to have lived before chapter 3.
所以很多人读圣经的时候会说，哎呀，我就希望我是活在创世纪的前两章，第三章之前就好了，第三章之后比较糟糕。
Okay, can you list some things that came as a consequence of sin, please?
你能列出
What came as a consequence of sin?
你能列出一些事情来就是罪的后果吗
Death
死亡
Keep going
还有吗
What came as a consequence of sin?
罪还有些什么后果
Anything else? Loss of fellowship with God What else came as a consequence of sin?
与神没有爱的相团契了
Lies?Yes, what else came as a consequence of sin?
Murder.
Murder, yes.
凶杀
Sorrow.
忧伤
Keep going.
Envy.
嫉妒
Yeah, keep going.
贪婪
Greedy.
Greed, yes, greed. Okay, and there are many others.
还有很多很多
Okay, sin is very bad. Most people don't believe sin's very bad, but God says sin is very bad. The Bible says sin is very bad.
罪是非常糟糕的。很多人不觉得罪的结果很糟糕，但是圣经，上帝借着圣经告诉我们，罪的结果是非常糟糕。
How far in the Bible do you have to read before sin is gone?
那你在圣经里你要读到什么时候才罪才没有的
You've got to read to the end of Revelation chapter 20
你一直要读到启示录就是圣经最后一卷书的二十章
Okay So the first two chapters of the Bible are very good
所以呢整本圣经的第一卷书的头两章很好
And the last two chapters of the Bible are very good.
然后整个圣经最后一卷书的最后两章也很好。
And everything else in the middle is about sin.
然后从前两章之后到最后两章之前的 整本圣经当中全在讲罪。
So it takes God almost all the Bible to completely deal with the problem of sin.
所以呢，几乎神用了我们可以说绝大部分圣经的篇幅来处理，来解决这个罪的问题。
Okay, but when you get to Revelation chapter 21, sin is gone.
但是当你到启示录二十一章的时候呢，罪就没了。
And therefore, everything is unimaginably wonderful.
然后每样的事情都是不可想象的美好啊。
Okay, and that's why we teach the Bible.
这就是为什么我们要讲圣经。
Because the Bible says there is hope.
圣经告诉我们是有盼望的。
The Bible says God started something in the beginning and he's going to finish it and it's going to be absolutely wonderful.
神既然开始了，他就必然会结束，结束也是非常非常美好的。
But in the middle, the problem is sin.
但在这当中呢，罪的麻烦是一直存在的。
So what is your greatest problem?
那你最大的麻烦问题是什么呢？
Sin is your greatest problem. Sin is my greatest problem.
罪是你最大的问题，也是我最大的问题。
And all of the Bible except the first two and the last two chapters is how we can deal with this terrible problem of sin.
所以除了前两章和最后两章，神都在讲我们怎么样来处理这最大的因罪而来的麻烦。
So God says, well, we'll just start following men through life. And we'll deal with sin. We'll show, the approach to sin in different ways so that we can understand how bad sin is.
然后神说呢，我们来看整个人的一生哈，然后我们就可以看一下这个罪会有多么糟糕。
So in the very beginning, Adam and Eve were in what we call the state of innocence.
所以在最初的时候呢，亚当和夏娃在一个什么状态呢？我们可以叫做他是无邪的状态。
They didn't really know what sin was.
就他们不知道什么是罪。
They didn't have a knowledge of evil.
他们也不知道邪恶是什么东西。
All right, so where are we here? We'll find it in verse chapter 3. Chapter 2, maybe? Here we are, chapter 2.
二章，我们看创世纪二章。
Verse 16.
十六节。
Chapter 2 and verse 16. The Lord God commanded the man, you are free to eat from any tree in the garden, but you must not eat from the tree of the knowledge of good and evil. For when you eat of it, you will surely die.
耶和华神吩咐他说，园中各样树上的果子你可以随意吃，只是分别善恶树上的果子你不可吃，因为你吃的日子必定死。
Okay, so before they ate of it, they didn't know what evil was.
所以在他们吃之前，他们甚至不知道什么叫做恶。
And because they didn't know what evil was, they didn't have a knowledge of the difference between good and evil.
所以他不知道。
All they ever knew was good.
他不知道恶呢，他就不能区分善和恶有什么区别。所以在他脑子里呢，在他的概念中，什么都是好的。
So they were perfectly innocent.
所以他是完全无辜，或者说这个无暇的。
They were innocent to the point of being ignorant of evil.
无暇到一个程度呢，甚至他是对罪是无知的。
Is it good to be ignorant of evil?
对罪无知呢，其实是好的。
Yes.
是的。
It's good to be ignorant of evil.
对，不知道罪是好事。
Now, our society is in a desperate state.
我们的社会却在一个特别绝望的状态下。
And the reason is we are teaching our children through our education, through our advertising, through television and other meaning. We're teaching our society, everybody, we're teaching them all about evil.
麻烦就是呢，我们可能借着教育，借着广告，借着很多的电视啊，媒体啊，我们教导的孩子的内容都是关于恶的。
But God says, no, 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 no. We want to get rid of the knowledge of evil.
神说不不不，我们要把对恶的知识还要拿走。
So we go out of our way not to know about evil.
我们也不要知道啊，什么是罪。
So you make sure that you learn as little about evil as possible.
所以你要确保你知道罪越少的罪越好。
And so the apostle says, I want you to be wise concerning what is good, but innocent concerning, ignorant concerning what is evil.
所以保罗说呢，我盼望你们呢，对于善事啊，都是通达，都是明白的，对于恶呢，就是无知的。
Some people say, well, when I go to university, I want to study about all the other people who do bad things.
然后有人说我去学校，我大学里我要去跟那些做坏事的人要去待在一起。
And the Bible says, no, don't learn that. You learn good things. Don't need to learn bad things.
圣经说不不，我们是不要去学这个，我们去学好事。
So my father was a banker.
我父亲是个银行家。
Okay, see if I can do this now. My father was a banker. Okay, and he spent a lot of time with money.
所以他银行家们经常跟钱打交道。
And so he taught me this when I was a little boy.
所以他就在我还是孩子的时候，他就跟我讲这个。
He said, "Now, Harold, there are a lot of counterfeit bills in the world."
他说这个地上有很多假钱。
And so they taught us when we were bankers, when we were learning to be tellers in the bank, they said, "You must learn not to accept counterfeit money."
所以呢，他在银行里呢，总要上这一课，就是不能去收假钱了。
If you accept counterfeit money, the bank is going to lose the money.
如果银行收进来的是假钱呢，银行就要受损失了。
So they said, this is how you learn counterfeit money.
那这个讲的老师呢，就说你是怎么样来识别假钱呢？
He said, you study carefully what the real bill is like.
你呢，就认真去学习啊，真钱是什么样的。
And then when you see something that's not the real bill, you'll know it's wrong.
所以当你看见什么一张其他的钱跟你看到的真钱是不一样，那张就是假的。
But he said, you're wasting your time if you study all the bad bills, because the next bill that comes is going to be different from the other bad bills. They're going to make some new bad bills. So the way to learn what's wrong is to learn what's right.
所以如果你不断的去学那个假币长什么样的，是很浪费时间的。因为每一次呢，当你学会了呢，下一次造的假币又跟这次不一样。所以你永远不可能去学尽那些假币，但是你最好的方法就是去学习真的。你知道真的是怎么样的，假的就是不是真的就是假的。
Why do we study the Bible?
那我们为什么要学习圣经呢？
It's right. We study the Bible, and then once we know what's right, then we can tell what's wrong.
因为它是真理，那我们知道什么是真的，什么是对的。当我下次看见跟他讲的不一样的，我就知道那个错了。
So I heard the story when I was younger.About a man who made some counterfeit money once.
那我听过这样一个故事，有个人他做了一张假币。
He got everything right, but he ended up putting 15 here instead of 10. He made a $15 bill.
他其他都做得很对，但就是呢，他做了一张15块钱的钱啊，而不是10块钱啊。
Okay, he didn't know what to do, but he looked at it, it looked really good. But it was $15.
其他都做得特别像啊，除了这个数字上面写着15块钱啊。
So he said, he said, I know some people, and they're pretty dumb. He says, I think I'll give it to them.
然后他说了，我知道有些人啊，可能比较笨，我把这个钱给他们就好。
So he went into this place where people weren't too smart, and he said to them, I would like some change for my bill, please. Could you change this $15?
然后他就去到一个地方，他认为那个地方不是人不是特别聪明，他说我要找一些零钱，他把15块钱给别人，能给我找点零钱吗？
And the person said, oh yeah, we can do that. So they reached into the till and they gave the man his money. They gave him 2 sixes and a 3.
然后呢他就把这个钱收进来了对方啊。然后收进来以后呢他就给了他的2张6块钱一张3块钱啊。
哪里有六块的嘛还给他2个6块。
一家对价。
2个6块一张3块。
叠中叠。
Okay. Now, we want to study the Bible because we want to learn what's the truth. And we're not going to have trouble.
所以我们要学习圣经是我们知道真理是什么。我们就不会
有怕。Adam and Eve were perfectly innocent. And they didn't know, but they said, I'm going to learn about good and evil.And they suffered greatly.
所以亚当和夏娃呢，他们说我，那我也要学习一下，这个善与恶，我学习一下恶是什么啊？那这个之后，他们就很大的受难受苦了。
Adam and Eve had 2 children. What happened?
亚当和夏娃有2个孩子啊。之后很快发生了什么呢
？Cain killed Abel. That's how bad sin is. Don't ever.Play with sin.
大儿子该隐啊，就杀了二儿子亚伯，所以非常非常糟糕。
And so when God decided later on that He was going to have a country for His own people called the land of Israel.
所以之后呢，神呢就给他的子民啊，做了一个国家呢，叫做以色列地。
The people who lived there were very, very wicked people.
在那块地上原来住的人呢是非常非常邪恶的。
Because of their sin, they all deserve to die.
因着他的罪啊，这些人的罪呢，他们都应该受审判而死。
And if God had judged them one person at a time,The way we judge people today, he would have found each one worthy of death.
如果神按照公义的法律来审判他们的话呢，那每一个人都是应该有罪的。
There were at least 3 reasons why people were worthy of death in those days, and the Bible says in our day.
有3个原因啊。就是在那个时代以及我们今天会让我们应该受死就死亡的审判。
God says that if somebody kills another person, the person who murders that person must be killed.
那神说呢如果一个人呢谋杀了另一个人呢那这个谋杀的人呢就应该配死刑了。
God says if somebody steals another person,That person must be put to death.
如果一个人呢偷了另一个人的东西呢，这个人也是要被打死的。
How do you steal somebody?
那你怎么样偷别人的东西
？We call it kidnapped in English.
啊，在英语里呢叫做劫持哈，就是抢劫。
One of my friends told me last week that her daughter was walking down the street.Last Thursday morning, and a man grabbed her and threw her into his car, and she was screaming, and he put her in the car, and he drove away.
我听到一个故事啊，就前一阵就有个女在路上走啊，那被抢劫了，就一个人上来把她拉到她的车的后座上去了。
Okay, God says,
就绑架了，对。
God says that man who stole that woman, he is worthy of death.
那神说呢，那这样的一个绑架抢劫哈，那是需要判死刑的。
Okay, and the third reason in the Bible is in our relationship, men's relationships with women.
啊，那第三个原因呢，就是男人和女人的关系上。
And God says, God's standard is simple. One man and one woman, they are to get together, but other relationships are not right, and people who have other relationships between the man, other than the man and the wife, that person is to be put to death.
神在最初创造的时候就是这样，就是一个男人一个女人哈，那他们是合为一体，成为一家人。除此之外的任何的男和女之间的关系，或者除此之外任何的关系，都是要判死刑的。
All of which then says that when the children of Israel went into the land of Canaan, the people who were there had all been guilty of one of those three or a few other crimes, all of which are worthy by death. So God says, when you go in, you kill all the people.
所以当以色列人进到那块迦南地的时候，迦南地原来的居住的居民，或者一个或者几个，他们都在这些罪上有份。
But then he says, now do this also. You get rid of all their pictures. You get rid of all their places of worship. You get rid of all their artwork that is in honor of false gods. You burn it all. You destroy it all. Get rid of everything that is evil.
然后呢，神就告诉以色列的这些人，说你们去把当地居民，不但人都杀了哈，就他们所有的偶像，拜偶像的地方都清除了，他们所拜的偶像你们都烧了，一切的东西都毁了。
Why is that?
为什么要这样？
Because the knowledge of evil is a terrible thing. Try to learn not to learn evil.
因为呢，对恶的这个知识啊是非常糟糕的，所以不要去学习恶的事。所以神要以色列人进迦南的时候把它全部清洁了。
So the first people then, they were completely ignorant of evil, but they sinned anyway, and now we've got a big problem.
所以在最初两个人呢，他们其实不知道什么是罪的，但他们犯罪了之后的麻烦就越来越大。
And then there were two or three other ways in which God treated people, and every administration that he brought on them was different, but it still proved that the heart of man was evil.
所以之后呢，神也用了很多的方式来带领人啊，但是每一次呢，显明的都是人心的恶啊，人心里面都是恶。
So after the beginning of the Bible in the book of Genesis, we get to Exodus, and there the people said this. They said, God, if you will give us a law, we will obey it.
比方说呢，我们走到了出埃及记的时候呢，到那个时候呢，以色列人跟上帝就这么说，他说你呢要给我一个律法呢，我们就能够遵行。
Sometimes that happens at school.
有的时候呢，在学校里是这样的。
And the teacher said, now you can come to school, but these are the rules in this school.
老师会说你可以来学校，但是学校的规矩是这样这样的。
And sometimes the children obey the rules in the school.
有的时候呢，孩子能够遵守学校的规矩。
But sometimes they don't.
但有的时候他不可以，做不到。
And the problem is not usually with the rules. The problem is with the people in the school.
所以问题不出于那些学校的规矩，而是出于那些在规矩下面那些就学是不是能遵守规矩的学生。
So the children of Israel in Exodus chapters 19, 20, 21, 22, they met God. God gave them the rules and they said, God, whatever you rules you give us, we will follow.
所以从出埃及记19章、20章、21章呢，我们看见以色列人对神说呢，你所说的一切话，定的一切规矩，我们都愿意，我们都可以遵行。
But then they broke the rules.
但很快他们就遵行不了。
Because you see, the problem isn't with the rules. The problem is with the heart of man.
所以麻烦不是说这个律法有问题，是人心的问题。
And so the much of the Old Testament is watching how people behaved. They had all these rules, but they didn't obey them. This person did this. That person did that. The one thing they have in common is they all broke the rules.
其实不在乎这个是怎么做的，有的人是往这边做，有的往那边做，但最终的结果是每个人都犯了律法。
But God put them in enough different circumstances.
人会，神把人放在不同的环境里。
So that they realized that it wasn't a problem out there, it was a problem in here.
所以人会意识到呢，不是外面的麻烦问题啊，是里面的新的问题。
Okay, so I had to learn that I am a sinner.
所以我要借着我的环境来认识到我是一个罪人。
And I'm not a sinner because of the circumstances I find myself in. I'm a sinner because I'm a sinner.
我是怎么样知道我是罪人呢？在我的环境里哈，我一点点就认识到我是个罪人。所以我是个罪人呢，是因为呢，我在环境里我真的就是个罪人。
Okay, so the central psychology...of our world today is this. Man is good, and with, under the right environment, he will be very good.
但今天世界的认识啊，却是这样的，就是人是好的，只要呢给他足够的环境呢，他就一定会做好事。
That is the central philosophy of modern day psychology.
那今天的这个哲学啊，核心就是这么一个点，就是人是善的，是可以改良的。
That is the central philosophy of the scientific age in which we live.
今天的科学世界都是这么认为的。
That is the central psychology of governments.
政府也是这么认为的。
Communism says you get the right structure, everything will be fine.
比如说共产主义说你做好一个结构，一切就都好了。
Capitalism says, you get the right structure, we'll all be rich.
那资本主义说呢，你做好一个结构，那每个人就都富裕了。
Democracy says, you let the people decide, they will choose the right people and everything will be fine.
那民主的思想的人说呢，你把选举权给每一个人，他们就一定会选出一个对的人，一切就都好了。
Dictatorship says you get the right ruler and everything will be fine.
那独裁的思想说呢，那你只要选出一个强有力的领导者啊，这个国家就都好了，一切就都好了。
The Bible says we're all sinners.
但圣经却说呢，我们每个人都是罪人。
Okay, so if we're all sinners, it doesn't matter who the leader is, he's going to be a sinner too.
所以如果都是罪人呢，就不在乎这个领导者是谁，他也是个罪人。
The Bible says it doesn't matter what democracy you have, if the people who are voting are sinners, sooner or later they're all going to vote for the wrong thing.
所以圣经说呢，也不在乎你这个民主制度，因为你只要拿选票的人都是罪人，那早早晚他选出来的也是糟糕的。
And so you get this vast area of the Old Testament. How many pages in the Old Testament? In my Bible, there are, in my Bible, there are 1,200 pages in the Old Testament.
整本旧约的圣经啊，在我的这个版本里呢，就有1,200 页啊。
1,200 pages. What does it prove, those 1,200 pages? How do they prove?
整个1,200页的旧约圣经，它要证明什么呢？
What's it prove?
它证明一个
Proves we're all sinners.
就证明一个是啊，我们全是罪人。
And so you go through the Bible and you see the really, really good men, and they were sinners. You see the really, really bad men, they were sinners.The big men are sinners, and the little men are sinners, and the men are sinners, and the women are sinners, and the children are sinners. We're all sinners.
所以你当你读到整个旧约，你会看见，特别伟大的人他也是个罪人，特别卑微渺小的人他也是个罪人，高的也是，矮的也是，大人也是，小孩也是，男人也是，女人也是，全都是罪人。
So when you get to the New Testament, you get a new message.
那我们翻到新约呢，你就会读到一个新的信息了。
John chapter 3.
约翰福音的三章。
John chapter 3 in the New Testament. And it's all about a story who's about a man whose name is Nicodemus.
这里在讲了一个人，他的名字呢叫尼哥底母。
Okay. And the title says Jesus teaches Nicodemus.
对，这个三章的标题就是耶稣教导尼哥底母。
Okay. What do we know about Nicodemus?
我们知道这个人是关于什么呢？
We know about him several things. One is his name was Nicodemus.
我们知道他几个事情。第一，他的名字，他叫尼哥底母。
So what does Nicodemus mean?
这个词什么意思？这个名字什么意思？
Okay. Have you ever heard of democracy?
你有没有听过 democracy 就是民主这个词？
Democracy.
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 Democracy
means the rule of the people. Demo, people. Okay? So, Nicodemus, he's over the people. Nico means a leader, a ruler, a victor, a leader of the people.
所以尼哥底母呢，他是就是底母哈，就是 demo 哈，他就是人民的意思。Nico.这个词根就是领导的意思，所以是人民的领袖。
So Nicodemus is a picture of just about the best kind of man you'll ever find.
所以呢，他在讲一个形象，什么形象？就你可能在人里能找到的最好的榜样，就是领袖。
He was a leader of the people.
他是人的领头人嘛。
He was better than the people.
他会比一般的人更好啊。
He was probably smarter than the people.
他比人要更聪明。
He was a deep Bible student so that he knew all about the Bible. He was just about the best kind of person that you could find in the country.
然后在那个时候呢，他是一个特别优秀的圣经教师。那他对整个旧约圣经特别特别熟悉，然后他可能是在你能找得到的人当中最优秀的、最品德最好的人。
All right, and so, John chapter 3 and verse 3, how does that read?
约翰福音的三章三节。
Read John chapter 3 and verse 3 for me, please.
三章三节，我们读一下。
John chapter 3 and verse 3. Andy, you looking that one up?John chapter 3 and verse 3. Okay, so Andy's got it there. Do you want to read it for us, Andy?
English
or Chinese? I'm going to let you choose. Okay, you do it in English. Good for you.
In reply, Jesus declared, I tell you the truth. No one can see the kingdom of God unless he is born again.
Unless he is born again. Nicodemus, you are the best of the best.Of the best, Nicodemus, you have to be born again.
所以尼哥底母啊，他是个人中最好的人，就是领袖，他是最好中间的最好。但是呢，神却在这里，耶稣跟他第三节说，你要重生啊，你不重生就不能进神的国。
All right, so let me tell you the story about a preacher who lived in England many years ago.
我告诉大家一个故事啊，他是一个在英国的传教士，很多年前。
There is a place in the city of London called Hyde Park Corner.
在伦敦呢，有一个很著名的地方呢，叫海德公园的一个角落啊。
And Hyde Park is something like Carnarvon Park or Stanley Park, but it's a park right in the center of downtown London.
那就像我们这里的 Stanley Park 一样啊，但这个海德公园呢，就是在伦敦市中心的一块绿地。
And there's a corner there where people can gather, and so preachers or anybody else used to like to go to that corner and they would talk to the people.
然后呢，在海德公园当中有一角，那这一角呢，各种各样的人呢，当他们有想法、有思想的，他们都跑到那里去讲，就是一个专门讲道的地方。
So there was a preacher there one day in the center of London, in this park, preaching. There were probably hundreds of people standing, listening to him preach.
那有一个人呢，他那一天就站在海德公园那个角落里讲哈，然后在他边上呢围了有几百号人在听。
And, there was a man walking by who he was in real trouble. He may have been drunk. He looked terrible. He was shuffling along. He just looked absolutely hopeless.
但有一个人呢路过了，那他可能就是喝醉了哈，然后整个人都完全的，看起来是没有任何盼望的，然后颤颤巍巍的在走。
And there was a communist who was watching.
这个是边上呢有一个新共产主义的在看。
And so the communist interrupted the preacher.
然后这个新共产主义的呢就打断了这个讲道。
And he pointed to that man.
他就指向那个喝醉的人。
And he yelled out, he said, communism could put a new suit of clothes on that man.
然后他说呢我共产主义能给这个喝醉的人一套新的衣服。
And the preacher responded and said, yes, but Jesus can put a new man in that suit.
然后那个讲道的人说呢对的但是耶稣呢能让能给一个新人在这套衣服里。就是共产主义只能给他一套衣服耶稣是能改变他的心。
If you put a new suit on the man, is he going to be any better?
你把一套新的衣服穿到一个这个醉鬼身上，对他有什么好处吗？
What's he probably going to do? He'll probably go and get drunk, and as he staggers out of the bar, he'll fall in a puddle, and he'll fall in the dirt, and pretty soon his new suit is going to be terrible.
如果他还是继续的喝醉了，他可能走过一滩泥的时候，他又摔进去了，他又到哪又摔了一跤，很快这套衣服又没了。
But God says, I'll put a new man in that suit.
神说呢，我要在这套衣服里呢，造一个新人。
Now if God puts a new man in that suit, what's going to happen?
如果神在这套衣服里造了一个新人，会发生什么呢？
The man's going to go to work.
这个人会开始去工作。
And he's going to smile.
他会开始微笑。
And he's going to take his paycheck and buy a new suit.
然后他会开始有挣来的钱去自己买一套衣服。
What this world needs is not new suits. We need new men. And when you get new men, you'll get new suits.
所以这个人，这个喝醉的这个人，他不需要一套新衣服，他需要一颗新的心在里面啊。当他里面的人有一个新人，他早早晚晚有一套新的衣服。
So my friend is a preacher. He's gone to heaven. But he preached in this basement, I remember, probably 20 years ago.
我有个朋友呢那他现在已经去添加了啊那他差不多20年前啊他也在这个小屋里讲过道。
He was a big man, he wasn't very tall, but he was big man, strong, big top body on him.
他非常强壮啊不是很高但是呢身体非常强壮。
He called himself a Saturday night boxer.
他管他自己叫做星期六晚上的拳击手。
And he used to go out and he would fight the people.
他有的时候会去打那个拳击赛。
After a few years, after he got married, he became a Christian.
之后他结婚以后的一些年呢之后呢他就得救了他就信主了。
And after he'd been a Christian for a few months, he walked by his daughter's doorway.
那几个月之后，他信主之后的几个月呢，他路过他女儿的门口。
And she was praying.
他女儿在里面祷告。
And I don't know how you pray or how you train your children to pray, but his wife trained his daughter to pray out loud.
我不知道你是怎么祷告的也不知道你是怎么训练你的孩子祷告但是他的太太呢是训练他女儿祷告是大声的祷告出来。
So she was on her knees at her bed just before she went to sleep praying and he listened to her prayer This is what she prayed.
然后呢，他父亲路过门口的时候呢，他女儿正准备睡觉啊，所以在他的自己的床前跪下来大声的祷告，然后他父亲就外面听见了。
She prayed this. She said, "Thank you, God, for giving me a new daddy."
他说，主啊，谢谢你给我一个新的爸爸。
Okay, that's what God does. God comes in and He gives a new heart to the individual. He gives a new person. He makes us new on the inside, and then we can be new on the outside. But you can't make something good on the outside that's bad on the inside.
所以我们的神呢，他是给我们一颗新的心。当我们里面有一个新的人以后呢，我们外面就能改变。但是呢，我们外面的改变呢，不能够带领我们里面成为一个新的人。
So when I was at UBC, I took a course in economic development.
我在 UBC 读书的时候呢，我学过一门课叫做经济发展学。
Now, I don't know if any of you, with the exception maybe of Long, have ever taken a course in economic development.
不知道大家学没学过这一课哈，除了我，我可能学过哈。
The question is, what would you have to do to have an economy that would grow and prosper?
就是这个课就讲了你怎么样能让经济呢不断的增长繁荣。
Donald Trump says, vote for me, I'll make America great again.
然后呢，川普说呢，你投我的票，我就会让美国重新强大起来。
Okay? And just about everybody who's a politician says, if you vote for me, I will give you more money.
几乎每个政客都说呢，你投我的票，我给你更多的钱。
Some people are honest enough to say, if you vote for me, I'll take the money from your neighbor and I'll give it to you.
你投我票，我从你邻居的这个口袋里把钱拿过来给你。
Okay, so the question is, how do you get a strong economy?
问题是你怎么得着一个强有力的经济呢？
And so I studied this course in the history of economic development.
然后我先学的是历史啊，就是经济发展学的历史。
And this is what I was taught.
这是我被教导是这样的。
I was taught that about 300 years ago, some men started preaching in England.
300年前呢，差不多有人开始在英国这样讲道。
They preached the truth of the Bible.
他们讲神圣经的真理。
They preached with amazing power and amazing effectiveness.
他们以非常强的能力和果效啊，在讲神的道。
They didn't just preach like we do. Usually when we preach in the basement of the chapel.
他不是像我们这样讲，我们讲的时候就是在这个教堂的教会的这个地下室讲。
But these men preached out on the streets.
这些人是在大街上大声的讲。
They often preached on horseback.
他们经常骑着马坐在马背上大声的讲。
And they would preach to men as they went to work in the morning. All the men would be walking from where they lived to work, and these men would go along on their horses, and they'd preach to the men as they were walking down the street.
他什么时候讲的？就是大家都要上班嘛，上班那时候都走路去上班嘛，然后这些人就骑在马背上，就走路去上班的人群中啊，他们就边陪着大家走，边把这个道讲给大家听。
Okay, and what happened was these people began to trust the Lord, and many people became Christian.
那发生什么呢？这些在上班的人群啊，很多慢慢他们就信靠了基督啊，他们很多人得救信主。
And what happened all across England was that men stopped going to the beer parlor every day, and they started going to work every day.
然后人就开始改变了。就是人不是每一天就跑去喝啤酒了，而是跑一天回家都去工作了。
And they stopped cheating, and they started being honest, and doing what is right.
然后呢，人开始变化什么？他不再撒谎，不再欺骗别人，他开始诚实的做生意了。
And the whole society began to change, and they began to work, and they began to be honest. And because there were new people on the inside, they got new clothes on the outside, but the whole society got the blessings of the Industrial Revolution.
所以整个社区啊都变，整个社会都变了。啊，他们开始自己勤力的工作，啊，他们也不再欺骗，啊，然后因之而来呢，当然了，他们就会有外在的改变，他们就会有新的衣服，他们就会有经济的发展，这就是工业革命的基础了。
So, Billy Graham once said this. He said, anybody who believes that you can change the world one person at a time is an optimist.
One person at a
time. If you can, anybody who believes you can change the world one person at a time, he's an optimist.
他是一个葛培里是这么说，他说如果你认为呢一个人他能够一次改变一个人啊，他就是一个乐观主义者。
But then he went on and says, and anybody who believes you can change the world any other way is a fool.
如果一个人认为呢，你除了去改变一个人来改变这个世界，你用其他的方法来改变这个世界，那这个人就是一个傻瓜。
How do you change the world? You get a hold of the heart.
你怎么样改变世界呢？你总是从人心开始改变，才能改变世界。
So the Lord Jesus came to give every person individually a brand new heart and a brand new start.
所以耶稣是给每一个人一颗新的心，一个新的开始。
And the Bible says that if you believe in Jesus,Jesus will come into your heart and he will give you a new life.
圣经说你相信靠基督，基督耶稣就进到你里面，他会给你一个新的生命。
All right. So maybe we can just go right down to verse 16. Just look at verse 16 for a minute. Some of you have memorized Verse 16.
那我们继续往下，三章的十六节，约翰福音的三章十六节，很多人能够把它背下来。
My counsel to you is, if you haven't memorized John 3:16, and if you like homework, that's your homework.
如果我的建议给你们呢，如果你还是没有把它记下来。而且你想要一个家庭作业呢，这就是你的家庭作业。
This is a wonderful verse. We'll read it together in English.
这个是个非常美的一句经文，我们来用英文读。
For God so loved the world that he gave his one and only son, that whoever believes in him shall not perish, but have eternal life. All right. So,How do you get a new birth? You've got to get new life.
你怎么样得着一个新生呢？你要得着一个新的生命。
How do you get new life? If you believe in the Lord Jesus Christ, you get new life.
你信靠耶稣基督啊，就得着了新的生命。
And that is so wonderful.
真是很美好。
You see,If you don't get new life, what happens is as it was done to you, it's going to be, or as you did to others, it's going to be done to you, and all the bad things are going to catch up to you.
当我们知道啊，我们在最终的时候，我们就是刚才讲的这两个属灵原则，就是你怎么待人啊，神就怎么待你。
The other thing is that if you don't get Jesus in your life,You'll never be able to do to others as you want them to do to you. It's just not in you. You're not good enough to do it.
如果没有信靠耶稣呢，我们也不可能能够善待他人，因为我们没有这个能力去做。
All right. So here's my question now. The first verse in the Bible says, in the beginning God created
the earth and the heaven.
The earth and the heavens. All right.
那第一节圣经的第一节经文说呢，起初神创造天地。
But John chapter 3 says that if you believe in Jesus Christ, you get new birth.
但是约翰福音三章十六节说，你信靠耶稣基督呢，你就得重生。
Is that parallel?
这是不是平行的？
Is there a parallel logic? In the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth. Would you like God next to create a new you?
在最初呢，神创造了天地。你喜不喜欢神在之后就新造一个你呢？
That's the teaching of the Bible, isn't it? The Bible says you believe in Jesus and God will give you a new life.
圣经说呢，你信靠基督啊，神就给了你一个新的生命。
So if God gives you a new life, He's going to create for you a new life and He's going to create a new environment around you and it's going to be absolutely wonderful. So Andy is going to tell us again what we learned about God from what he did in the first creation. Andy, what did we learn?
He's strong. He's powerful.
He is powerful. That was your answer. Okay. Would you like the God who made the heavens to be in your heart? Do you think he'd be powerful?
Mm-hmm.
你喜不喜欢我们都知道神创造天地的时候我们刚才就分享了他是一个特别大能的神。你喜不喜欢这样的神是在你里面呢？
Alright, now Will, if God who created the heavens and the earth were working in your heart, what would he be like? Can you remember the words you gave me?
Smart.
He's going to be smart. Do you think he'd make a mess if he were running your life? Yes. Think he'd do it all wrong?
No.
No, he wouldn't do it all. He's smart. Okay? So who do you want running your life?
所以你希望谁来带领你的生命呢？一个强有力的神，一个聪明的神，是不是很好呢？
Okay. Would you like Donald Trump to run your life?
你希望川普来带领你的生命吗？
He's smart. Or would you rather have Jesus run your life?
或者你让耶稣来带领你的生命。
Okay. Jesus is the one who made the heavens, and he made all those stars. Is he smart? Is he powerful? Yeah. Nicole, can you remember what your answer was?
Made and so big.
Yeah.Big and amazing.
所以我们刚才看见神起初神创造天地这样的一个神这么大能他这么大他这么聪明我们把自己的生命交在他的手里岂不是最好的选择
So have you ever rolled over in the middle of the night and realized what God has done for you and said, God, you are amazing.
你可能晚上醒来的时候你意识到神在你生命中所做的工啊，你会说，神啊，你真是太奇妙了。
When I look back at what God has done in my life, I have to say that I just say, Lord, you're absolutely amazing.
我经常是这样。
I can't believe the things that God has done for me in my life.
我经常不可，我回望我的一生，我会说呢，哎呀，神啊，你太奇妙了，我都不能想象你在我一生做的这么大的奇妙的工作。
And I often end up saying to myself, that's impossible. That couldn't happen.
我经常说，哎呀，这几乎是不可能的，怎么能，这些事怎么能发生？
But it did happen, and it happened to me, and it happened because God was in me, and God was helping me.
但它真的发生了，它也是，神在帮助我，神在我里面。
So the marvel then is that the God who made the heavens and the earth wants to do a new creation in you and in me.
所以这个最美妙的结局是什么呢？那创造天地万象的大能的主，他想在你我里面造一个新人。
Now, if God begins a new creation in you and me, when will his work be finished?
如果神要在尼窝里面造一个新人，这样的工作什么时候结束呢？
If God begins a new work in you and me, when will his work be finished?
神如果开始了一个这样的新的工作，造一个新的人在我们里面，他这个工什么时候结束？
Okay, what's verse 16 say?
十六节是怎么讲的？
What kind of a life is he going to have?
Eternal life.
Eternal life. When is his work going to be finished?
No.
He's not going to finish his work.
他不会停止。
He's going to keep on doing more,
他会一直在
做。And more, and more, and more, and more. Tell me, do you think that the first 100 years in heaven are going to be boring?
就是呢，他三章十六节讲，我们每一个信靠他的人得到的是永生啊，所以神在我们里面开始的工是不会停止的。所以他问大家，他说你会觉得你去天堂的头一百年会很寂寞吗？会很闷吗？
No, heaven's not going to be boring.
天堂不是一个闷的地，不是一个 boring 的地方，很无聊的地方。
God is big.
神是非常大的。
He's got all kinds of things to explain to us and to and cause us to enjoy and to explore. How many of you like to travel?Raise your hand if you like to travel.
非常的大，他问大家有谁愿意旅行。
Don't you like to travel? I like. Will likes to travel. I think those of us who are younger, we like to travel the most. All right. Well, we like to travel. How would you like to go to the stars?
那你们这么喜欢旅行，去星球上转转怎么样？
My aunt.Died when she was 95 years old.
我姑姑啊，应该是我姑姑死的时候呢，95岁。
But she never got married.
但她从来没结过婚。
And I think she wanted to marry.
我猜呢，她是想要结婚。
But she just never married.
那就是没有结。
She had a friend who also never married.
那她也有个朋友也没有结过婚。
And her friend said to her,You know, if I were married, I would like to go to Niagara Falls for my honeymoon.
他朋友跟他说呢，如果我要结婚呢，我要想去尼亚加拉瀑布啊度蜜月。
Have you ever been to Niagara Falls? Who's been to Niagara Falls?
你说谁去过尼亚加拉瀑布？
It's nice. Yeah, Niagara Falls is very beautiful. She thought, that's what I'd like to do. If I were going to go on a honeymoon with my husband, I would say, let's go to Niagara Falls.
所以他的朋友就说呢，我要跟我丈夫呢，如果我结婚，我要跟我丈夫去尼亚加拉瀑布度蜜月。
Well, she never did marry either. But my aunt never did marry. But my aunt used to say, you know what I think? I think...When I go on my honeymoon with the Lord Jesus Christ, I think for our honeymoon, he's going to give me a tour of the universe.
然后他姑姑说呢，他姑姑说呢，我要，假如我跟新郎耶稣啊去度蜜月的时候，他估计会带我到整个宇宙转一转。
就去度蜜月。
Okay.Now that's very important. That's not just a passing comment in her life. I'll tell you a story that nobody has ever told before. But my sister wanted to bury my aunt in a bridal gown.A bridal gown. You know, the when you get married, you have a special white bridal gown. Very, very special. Okay. My sister said, I want to put a bridal gown on her when I put her in the grave. Oh, I said, maybe that's just a little bit much, Normie. I shouldn't do that. But it would have been very appropriate. Okay?Because when she went to heaven, she was going to be with the Lord Jesus. The Bible says he's the bridegroom. We're the bride. And she was going to rejoice with him forever. Do you think that somewhere in eternity, Jesus will take my aunt for a tour of the universe? The answer is yes.
Yes.
对，他就说他我跟他讲一个小故事，就是呢，他奶奶不，他奶奶，就他姑姑死的时候九十五岁嘛，然后他姐呢就说呢，那我要把姑姑这么安葬，我要给她穿个婚纱啊，我让她穿着婚纱下葬啊。然后他说呢，这好像有点过分了，这个。然后他说不行，他姐姐说一定的，因为呢，他到那个主耶稣一定会带着他去这个，去这个宇宙去旅行一下度蜜月的。
Okay, all of that is just a picture, but it's a picture of the reality that when we trust Jesus Christ as our Savior, we're born again, we get a new life, and that new life is going to be with Him forever, and it's going to be unimaginably wonderful.
所以这是一个图像啊，就是我们的图景。那这个图景呢，反映的，就刚才那个故事的图景，它是反映的是一个真实的，真理，就是当我们信靠耶稣基督的时候呢，我们就得到了新的生命，这样的生命是存到永远的，是不是以地上的生命结束为结束的。
So the message of the Bible is that God wants to give us new life.
所以神愿意给我们一个新的生命。
How much do we have to pay for his new life?
我们要付多少的钱来得到这生命呢？
That's the amazing thing. Verse 16 says, God loved the world that he gave his one and only son. All we have to do is believe him and he gives us new life.
所以它不是我们的代价能够给的啊，是，所以神是礼物给到我们的。所以十六节说，甚至将他的独生子赐给他们，叫一切信他的。所以我们要做的就是信。
Okay, some people say that's almost too good to be true.
所以有的人会说呢，这好像太好了，不能让人相信。
And that's one reason why the Bible is a big book.
啊，这就是为什么圣经是一本这么大的书。
It's a big book in order to convince us that what it says is true.
那这么大的书其实就想要证明给我们看他说的是真实的。
The Bible doesn't answer every question we have.
圣经并不是说把所有我们有的问题啊都回答了。
It just answers all the important questions.
它只是把关乎我们最重要的、关乎生命的问题回答了。
My friend's friend.Said to her a while ago, why doesn't the Bible tell us about dinosaurs?
我一个朋友的朋友呢，有一次问他，说你为什么你们的圣经里不讲关于恐龙的事呢？
Her friend said, I might believe the Bible if it talked about dinosaurs.
然后那个问这个问题的人说呢，如果圣经讲多一点关于恐龙的事，大概我能会信圣经的。
So why doesn't the Bible talk about dinosaurs?
为什么圣经不讲恐龙呢？
Not important.
It's not terribly important, no.
因为恐龙真的跟我们的生命没什么关系。
Maybe interesting. Not terribly important. The Bible tells us everything that's important.
也许是有意思，但是对我们不重要。所以圣经讲的都是对我们最重要的事情。
But if the Bible were to tell us everything that God knows, why we'd it'd take us a long time to learn it, frankly.
如果圣经要教我们神所知道的事情，那我们可能就学不完了。
So he just tells us all the things that are important.
所以神只是告诉我们那最重要的东西。
All right, well, I keep my eye on the clock, and we've got about 4 minutes. So do you have questions? I've been telling you lots tonight about the story of the Bible and why I get excited about the story of the Bible.Do you have any questions?
大家有什么问题吗？我们今晚一直在讲关于圣经的故事哈，以及为什么我们知道这故事很让人激动啊。那我们还有一点点的时间，几分钟，可以看看大家有没有什么听下来有什么问题吗
？Who's got a question tonight?
那个神为什么行在水面上？
啊，神为什么行在水面上？嗯 ，Yeah, why? It's another question, not related to the Nicodemus.
Okay. All right.
They said in one place, Lord Jesus walked on the surface of water.
Oh yes, yes.
So why Lord Jesus walked on the water?
Verse 2.
Walked on the ocean.
he walked, there's probably many answers, Ben, to the question. I'll give you two or three. One answer is he walked on the water to prove that he could.
那有很多的理由哈，很多的原因。那其中之一呢，就是他走在水面上呢，来显明他是可以做得到的。
There's a man in English history whose name is King Canute.
就是在英国历史上，他有一个人的名字叫 He's a king, right?
Yeah, he was a king. Yeah.
他叫 Canute 王啊 ，King Canute.
And King Canute once said, "I'm the king."
这个王说呢，我是王啊。
And I'm going down to the ocean.And I'm going to tell the tide, don't come in.
然后呢，我要因为我是王，我要下到海里，我要告诉那潮汐哈，那潮水不许进来。
So he sat, he sat on a rock in the or on a log, I'm not sure, and he said, "Don't come in."
所以他坐在海边的大石头上，对着潮水说，不许进来。
Okay, and the story ends like this.He got very wet.
然后故事的结尾你们都知道，他浑身就湿透了。
Okay, the water came in.
这个水的确
进来。Jesus can walk on water. It proves that he could. That's the first thing.
对，耶稣在海面行走呢，其实就告诉你，他不像那个王那样，他说可以就可以的。
But the people to whom Jesus was preaching.Were Jewish people, and their greatest hero was a man by the name of Moses.
那些听耶稣讲道的人呢，当时都是犹太人，在他们的心里呢，他们最崇敬的人就是摩西了。
And the people all said, "We believe in Moses. Moses was a great man. We don't believe in Jesus, but we believe in Moses."
人们都说，哎，我们相信摩西，摩西是个很伟大的人。不相信耶稣，我们相信摩西。
But Moses had said that there's another prophet coming who's going to be greater than me. You've got to believe him.
但是摩西在走的时候呢，他跟以色列人讲过，神会差一个弟兄像我，但是比我要大得多，要做更大的事。你们要相信他，不要相信我。
So when Jesus came, he had to prove that he was greater than Moses.
所以耶稣来的时候呢，他要显明给当时的犹太人看，他是比摩西要大的。
So Moses Moses on one occasion actually caused the waters to separate and the people walked underneath where they walked through the Red Sea on dry land because Moses caused the waters to separate.
摩西呢曾经分开过红海啊，让整个以色列全民呢是从红海底下走干地过到红海对面去的。
So they all said Moses was great because he could separate the waters so we could walk across.
那所以他每个人都说呢，哎呦，摩西特别厉害，他能把水分开，我们可以从水底下走过去。
So Jesus said, "That's true, but I'm greater than Moses."
耶稣说，那的确是这样，但是我比摩西更大。
I don't have to separate the waters. I'll just walk across the top of the water.
我根本不需要把水分开，我从水上走过去就可以了。
So those are two reasons why the Lord Jesus walked on the water.
所以这是两个原因啊，为什么耶稣要行这样的神迹，水面行走的神迹。
他的问题是。
他是唱世纪第一句话，行神在那个神
行在水面，
神的灵运行在水面。
Oh, what
was that?
Yeah, this question is Genesis chapter 1.
I got the wrong question.
sorry, I got the wrong question.
我说，我跟你说 Genesis 的，从世纪第一节。
Genesis chapter 1 and verse 2.
Yeah.
The Spirit of God was over the first surface of the deep. The Spirit of God was hovering over the waters. We don't know very much about how God made the worlds.
我们不太清楚神是怎么创造这个地球的。
那个时候还没人。
But water was very important.
但是水呢是非常重要。
Today, I can't remember the statistics. Is it 70% of the Earth's surface is water?
那是地今天地上的差不多70%的面积是水的。
So water is very, very important in the world.
所以水啊对全球来说非常重要。
Somehow, the water had to be organized to be in its own place so that there could be dry land.
所以有的时候呢水呢它要聚在一处哈让干地显露出来。
And so before that, there was water on top of all the land, there was water under the land, water was, it wasn't organized the way it is now.
所以在这之前呢其实水并不是像现在这么有一部分地方有水有部分地方没水啊全球不是这么样一个结构。
So, we don't understand that much about water. They tell us now that many of the comets are water. They're just water going round and round and round in outer space. Water is a big part of God's creation. And so, before the world was organized, water was there, but not in the places that we know it to be today.
所以我们不是特别清楚在创造最初的时候神是怎么样在水的上面做工的。因为我们知道今天科学家告诉我们有很多的星球上就只有就只是水了没有别的东西。
One other thought. That is this. That the Bible says the wicked people are like the troubled sea.
圣经说呢那邪恶的人呢就像troubled, 不安分的海 troubled sea.
The troubled sea. And the sea in a storm.
Yeah, yeah,、
okay.
就不安分的海了就是这个在风暴中的海呀。
But the wonderful message of the Bible is that God is going to organize all the people in the world, and the wicked people are going to go to hell, and the people who believe in Jesus are going to go to heaven, and they will be organized, and they're going to be beautiful for God. God is going to deal with the waters of all the people in the world, and the wicked will be separated, and the people who follow God, who believe in Jesus,They will be organized and beautiful and valuable.
所以呢他说他这个比喻了就是神在地上做的工作就是分开的工作。所以呢水也会分开干地会露出来。所以呢地上的人呢也会分开有的会去天堂有的会去地狱。所以神会就像处理这些水一样的他也在带领地上的人。会做分别为圣的工作。
All right, so that's all we have time for tonight.
Yeah, 今天就先到这儿了。
Next time, some more questions, some more. But unfortunately, our time is gone tonight.
Yeah.
And the boys have got to get to bed, and the older people have got to get to bed too.
Yeah.
Lord, we thank you for the message of the Bible.
主啊，我们谢谢您为了圣经的信息。
We're thankful that you love us so much that you're willing to allow us to be born again.
主啊，我们要谢谢您如此的爱我们啊，带着我们能重生。
And Lord, we pray that we will put our trust in you, that we will say, Jesus, save me, please, make me a new person.
主啊，我们要谢谢您，当我们信靠您的时候，您就啊，给我们里面有个新造的人。
We thank you for the promise of that. We thank you for the hope. We thank you for the reality that you can do that.
我们要谢谢您，给我们这样的应许，也给我们这样的盼望和给我们这样的真理。
And so we give thanks now for all your goodness. Bless us tonight, we ask in Jesus' name.
为你一切的良善，献上感恩，求您今晚祝福我们，奉主耶稣的名。
We give, amen. Amen.
Hey.